Hey everyone, Happy New Year to you. It's January 2nd, and I have a few things I'd like to talk about. Ever felt that urge to play competitive Overwatch? How about Heroes of the Storm? Maybe PvP is your thing in WoW? Ever felt that burning sensation to tell that Widowmaker he's useless and isn't doing anything for the team? Well, let's talk about how that actually affects your mental health and how we, as players, can combat that. That feeling. We've all felt that. 3 DPS instant locks, ETC mosh pits that are too early, DPS that pulls instead of waiting for the tank. Ugh! You feel that burning rage in you, and you're gonna tell them what's what. But have you ever stopped to think that there's another human being on the other end? That person you're about to yell at has real feelings? Maybe they're still learning. Ever stop to think that noob knows nothing or might be mentally handicapped? Emotions tend to flare up when something is at risk. Your season rating may be tanked due to bad plays. Maybe you're having a bad day and that Rhaegar who popped Ancestral too early is stressed and is using heroes as a form to wind down. I think we as gamers have to remember that there is another person behind that screen. We're all playing the same game with a common goal, to have fun. We aren't professional gamers, we aren't in it for thousands of dollars, so why do we treat each competitive game as a multi-million dollar competition? I feel that once we realize that you and I aren't so different in our goals, whether that be ranking up or winding down, we'll start to feel less angry towards our fellow gamer. In the next segment, we'll discuss toxicity and its definition. I'll be the first to admit, I'm probably the worst example to address anger issues, but I feel that someone who recognizes this and is working on it to address this complication, I can impact others working through this. I've never gone so far as telling someone that they're useless, but I've let competitive games affect my normal daily life mood and my at-home attitude. But what is toxicity? It manifests in many ways. It could be racist trash talking in an online shooter. Maybe it's telling one person their misplay is trash. Maybe it's telling a gamer girl on Twitch that we should pull down her pants and rape her, as one Twitch streamer experienced. It manifests in many ways. It's disgusting. The idea of a normal person hidden behind the veil of anonymity is extremely powerful. There are no real-life consequences, and when someone is toxic, people are free to trash-talk one another. I believe the community needs to take the time to look inward. If we don't stand up to this sort of behavior, it will be allowed to run rampant. Which is why I admire Overwatch Team and what they're doing. I heard reports at BlizzCon that if anybody was being toxic during the demonstration at BlizzCon, during the Overwatch demonstration, people were kicked out and banned from BlizzCon. And I think that's amazing. That's just one awesome way of addressing this ongoing issue. In the next segment, we're going to talk about what we can do to stop this. What can we do to stop this? Toxicity doesn't start by itself. It's enabled through bad behavior. If you have a friend who says something bad, call them out on it. Don't let it manifest. Recognize when you yourself are being toxic. Apologize. Say, "I'm sorry." It really goes a long way. We're all human, and we are all allowed to make mistakes. What makes us mature is if we stand up to it. Is someone being picked on in your competitive game? Stand up for them. Did a bad misplay cost you a game? So what? GG and go on to the next game. One of my favorite examples of toxicity being nullified was when I was playing Overwatch competitive and this Zarya was just so angry that we couldn't kill this Tracer and this teleporter. This was like back in season 3. And he just starts screaming at the team. So I get on the microphone and I tell him, "Dude, You didn't call this out. Let us know so we can help you. It's all good. And he actually apologizes. He gets quiet and he says he's sorry. And I tell him, it's all good, dude. Let's work together and kick their ass. And guess what? We won the game. And I think that's just a really powerful statement of what we need to be as a gaming culture and to combat toxicity. Be friendly. Have fun. And realize that there is a real person behind that screen. Have a good day, listeners. You guys are awesome.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.